My first brilliant observation when I arrived in Prague was that Czech people still speak Czech. I'd been told otherwise. "Oh, you'll never speak so much English in your life as you'll speak in Prague," one of my classmates back in the States once said. Incredibly ignorant, I know, but there were reasons to think that there wouldn't be much of a language barrier. Last year, 11 million people passed through Prague's Ruzyně Airport, where I was standing, while only 10 million live in the entire Czech Republic. Plus, I'd heard the city had become a British tourist utopia. I had visions of road signs with English subtitles. When I stared down a long, sterile hallway, where the yellow signs were completely incomprehensible, well, incomprehensible to me at least, I began to realize just how wrong I'd been. Thankfully, a Dutchman named Stefan saw my bewilderment and showed me the way to customs. I approached an agent, who said something that sounded like, "Dobriden, and other words you don't understand, you silly, unprepared Anglophone." Embarrassed, I quickly found Stefan and followed him to baggage claim. When the luggage arrived, the belt started to turn with a gurgle. Bags bounced down the pipeline, and suddenly, bam! Bam-bam! Bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam! Tiles tumbled off the wall and onto the conveyor belt. Some shattered, shooting sharp bits of shrapnel inches from my rucksack. That they hadn't torn through the canvas was a miracle, in my opinion. I looked at the broken white tiles. Ha! I thought. What folly communism hath wrought. My second brilliant observation, at least I had thought. After all, surely such shoddy masonry was left over from the communist era. "Actually, this is new terminal," Stefan said to me. "They just opened this part of airport a few months ago." I couldn't believe him, but he was right. We were inside the North 2 terminal, a $300 million addition meant to ease the strain of so many visitors who arrive every day. At the fall of communism, Ruzyně handled about 1.5 million passengers each year. The airport now has the capacity to safely land some 16 million people annually. Though apparently some kinks still have to be worked out. So until further notice, I'd recommend that visitors use hard-shell suitcases. And my fellow unilingual gringos out there should definitely spend some quality time with a language instruction tape. Trust me, it'll help. The Czechs, after all, still speak Czech.
Thank you very much there to Brian Sabin with his observations about life here.